This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So here is Chuck Todd, Democratic Party operative. He's worked at the highest levels of multiple administrations. He's a Clinton and, of course, Obama operative, sitting there arrogantly talking to Renz Priebus, who everybody knows I don't like, but still he's telling the truth, turning it around, saying, oh, you disagree with 17 agencies. No, it is a secret report by the CIA, but Defense Intelligence that Michael Flynn formerly ran, thank you, she brought me a water, has said, of course the Russians can hack, but there's no proof they did hack this election. And now we have British ambassadors and others coming out saying, I've met with the real hacker. It's a U.S. intelligence operative. That's what our sources have been saying for a long time. Here is this exchange.
But what I don't want to do, Chuck, is have a debate with you over an unnamed source that the article said was inconclusive over who hacked and why they hacked. Look, someone hacked. We don't like that. I don't like it. No one wants it. We want to protect American interests. It's America first. I don't want the DNC hacked. I don't want anybody hacked. But I don't know who did the hacking. That's my point. The second point I would make is you have no idea whether the hacking even influenced the election.
You dispute 17 different intelligence agencies that have assessed that Russia agents were behind this. You dispute this?
Chuck, this is insane. In the same article about those 17 agencies, the report was inconclusive. You're forgetting the most important piece.
It was inconclusive about Vladimir Putin, Reince. It was not inconclusive that Russian agents were involved. There's a difference. And I understand why you're trying to parse this, but there is a difference.
I'm not trying to parse it. I don't know who did the hacking, Chuck. The article is based on a lie that the RNC was hacked, so the entire premise of the article is false. The sources are unnamed, and the report was inconclusive. Listen, I don't want anyone hacked, okay? The point is, though, we need to find out more facts about this situation. Then we can make intelligent decisions later, and you and I can have a more intelligent conversation about what to do about it.
All right.
Incredible. This is the Democratic Party, openly run by foreign banks, with George Soros, this fossilized Nazi collaborator, running around openly funding groups that go out and promote shooting police in the back. Four dead cops. What's better than that? Five dead cops. We've got it all on video. This is a true insurrection. And that's why CNN says Trump's a national emergency. No, you're the national emergency trying to destabilize things. And then here's a Democratic congressman coming out saying, this is Elliot Engel of New York, saying, I only know what I'm reading in the newspapers. Well, I mean, the New York Times and the Washington Post had to retract last week that their original report about the alt-right being run by the Russians was a total lie. But they did it 2 weeks after they'd already been pushing it. No proof that bots were pushing InfoWars or Breitbart. The bots are blocking us on Facebook and Twitter, and we're during the election as well. Let's go out to break with this.
Let me ask you about that, because you're a ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Do you hear from intelligence sources that Russia's intent was to put Donald Trump in the White House?
I haven't heard from intelligence sources. I only know what I'm reading in the newspapers. But intelligence sources have not contacted the members of Congress. I'm calling on the intelligence sources to brief the members of Congress.
Now, let's stop right there.
A thorough briefing as to what...
I'm going to come back and play this again. You know why this is so important? I'm going to explain this again. I know real people that are currently in the CIA. I know former folks that were high up in it and all sorts of other agencies, okay? I call them. They say, this is not the CIA. Just like Trump has come out and said it's pure bull. Okay? They say it's some little subgroup that Obama interviewed. They put this out. It turns out that's the truth.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the second hour. Michael Schneider, great syndicated columnist, is going to be riding shotgun with us. David Knight's going to pop in at the bottom of the hour on his concerns of some of the appointments that Trump's attempting to make to see if they can get confirmed, from Rex Tillerson to also Rick Perry, supposedly to head up energy. We've got this former Marine Corps general, Kelly, who headed up Guantanamo Bay. All I care about is they follow Trump's orders. We're going to see if Trump delivers on jobs, delivers on controlling the border, delivers on pulling us out of NAFTA and GATT and renegotiating these to be fair. Americanism, not globalism. If he deviates, then I'm going to have some big issues. But I said, what do you think we should do to David just now during the break? And he goes, we need the constituents of Trump to basically let him hear from us so he's not just surrounded by Washington insiders. And that certainly is important. We should stay very engaged with Trump and his people via Twitter, via Facebook, via letters, via phone calls. You mail letters to Trump Tower to Donald Trump. He stays up till 2 in the morning a lot of times reading hundreds of them a day. In fact, sometimes people say, don't tell people to write him letters. He reads them all. I love trying to read the letters you send me, and I'm very honored to see them. Little handwritten things from kids, you name it. But Trump really reads the letters, so that's something else you can do. But listen, I saw Darren McBreen, one of our reporters and one of our great graphics people, just going, I can't believe it, walking down the hall. He didn't see I was there. And I said, what's wrong? And he goes, every TV in this place is Trump's a Russian agent. Overthrow the election. Overturn the election. They're making their move. They played possum. They tried to have the recount. That showed more votes went to Trump than went to Hillary. You know, he gets a couple hundred thousand in the state. She gets 3,000. Oh, look, here's 3,000 she didn't get that were wrong. Oh, there's 200,000, you know, in Wisconsin that we were supposed to go to him. Same thing in other states. And now there's nothing in the news about the recount. Because it's so embarrassing. And a judge shot down Jill Stein for a Pennsylvania recount. I say, go ahead. You want to spend your money for it. But the point is, it didn't get what they wanted. They want to try to delegitimize Trump. So now they're going with the Russia agent angle. And notice, I want to play this clip and then go to our guest. You have this congressman, Elliot Engel, Democrat from New York. And they've got him on CNN. They're saying, so you've heard from the 17 agencies. Just like a year ago, just like 6 months ago, just like 2.5 weeks ago. It was the Washington Post, New York Times. Absolute proof from the CIA. Back then it was 15 other agencies. Now it's 17, I guess. They're just adding new ones every day. Because they did just create a new one Sunday that oversees the news and engages in, quote, propaganda against us. They came out and they said, well, where is it? You know, I guess you've met with them. They go, no, all I know is what I read in the papers, because Obama has some hand-picked little special office, just like Bush did to claim WMDs in Iraq, and that's who's supposedly telling him the Russians had the capability to hack. And John Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN from the U.S., comes out and says, this looks like an Obama false flag because there's no evidence. But listen. Think about this. The CIA, famous for overturning elections and manipulating them, the enemy of Donald Trump, he said he doesn't even want briefings from them because he can't trust them. Then Harry Reid comes out and says, yeah, that's true. We were going to give him fake reports, basically. Trump's getting it from Booz Allen every day. That's bigger than the CIA, basically. That is who shares all the intelligence, is the private contractor groups. That's where Snowden came from. So I had all the agency info fused together. So everything's a lie about Trump. He's not getting briefings. Yes, he is. There's going to be a terror attack. It's going to be his fault. He took credit for Japan announcing $50 billion investment here because the head of the company said in a press conference he did it because of Trump. Everything he does, they spin. So here's that clip of the congressman saying, no, we haven't been given this intel by the CIA. We've been given it by the media. Here it is.
Let me ask you about that, because you're a ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Do you hear from intelligence sources that Russia's intent was to put Donald Trump in the White House?
I haven't heard from intelligence sources. I only know what I'm reading in the newspapers. But intelligence sources have not contacted the members of Congress. I'm calling on the intelligence sources to brief the members of Congress to give us a thorough briefing as to what they know and why they came to the conclusion they came with. And I'm also calling on the House to hold hearings. I'm the ranking member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. I think it's appropriate. If we hold hearings, some other committees.
Full clips on Infowars.com. So what we learned from that? They're planning big show trial hearings to make Trump look like the Ruski agent and try to discredit him and probably impeach him, even if they can't unseat him before he gets in. So we're in a race to get him in, to get the prosperity going, so America's so happy they don't go along with this. But they're not going to go this far and stop. They're clearly looking at assassinating Trump. And the orders would basically come down from the current sitting president and say, well, there's evidence he's a Russian agent, take him out. And they'd find a team to try to do it. So this is an incredibly dangerous time. Now, I hate agreeing with Bolton and suddenly Priebus and suddenly Newt Gingrich, because I've been used to disagreeing with them so often, but they've been telling the truth lately. Gingrich has come out and said the New York Times is fake news. Well, they are fake news. So understand, this is the same group that gave us CIA reports on yellow cake, on anthrax in Iraq, on Niger. It's all lies. But again, the bigger issue is the national emergency they're creating. The fact they're trying to get delegates to not go as electors and put Trump in at the Electoral College. This is an incredible time to be alive, and I'm here to tell you, we are not out of the woods. I think we're in more danger now than even before the election because they arrogantly thought they could steal it. Now, Michael Snyder's with the Economic Collapse blog, speaking of economic collapse, they want to raise interest rates right now to basically dampen the Trump recovery that you're seeing. I mean, they can do that any week now. So let me tell you, folks, they're out to get us. So Michael Snyder joins us to cover the waterfront for the rest of the hour. Great to have you back, my friend.
It's great to be with you, Alex. Thank you for having me on today.
The original reason I said please get Michael Snyder on last week is you wrote this article linking to, and we'll talk about this before you leave us in the hour, but first I want to hit the Trump stuff, proof that the elite really do want a global society with no possessions, no privacy, and no freedom. And the first exhibit you link to is what they link to, World Economic Forum, calling for world government, welcome to 2030, I own nothing, have no privacy, and life's never been better. So this is amazing. Now, you wrote last week about a secret agenda. Are they planning to use Russian interference as an excuse to invalidate Trump's election victory? Clearly, they're now doing that in a breathless way. So let's cover the waterfront. You've heard my analysis. Do you agree with it? What do you have to add? I mean, my heart is beating pretty fast right now.
I agree with you 100%, Alex. This is a major emergency because the establishment wasn't just going to roll over and die just because Donald Trump won the election. And I think they've been groping and searching for a way to go after him, and now they've settled on this Russian angle. And it's no accident. In politics, nothing happens by accident. And it's no accident that all of a sudden Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, U.S. senators, the mainstream media, every news outlet all at once came out with this angle saying the election was not legitimate because Russia helped Donald Trump win the election. Of course, they offer no proof, just the CIA thing. But Alex, you already mentioned the Electoral College, which is just in 1 week, the Electoral College is going to vote. We already know that there's at least some electors that are supposed to vote for Trump that are not going to vote for him. But it's not over on December 19th, because what happens subsequently, people forget January 6th, that a joint session of Congress gathers to count the electoral votes. And most of the time, that's a formality. But objections can be raised to electoral votes at that time. Now, the last time this happened was in 2005, the second Bush election. And it, you know, it's never really been a serious matter throughout our history. But it's a possibility. What has to happen is that when the electoral votes are counted, at least one representative and one senator has to file an objection in writing. And if that happens, then the votes that are objected to, whether it's one vote, whether it's all of them, have to be voted on by the House and by the Senate. And any votes that they vote that the objection is upheld are not counted. And I got this from the official website of the House of Representatives, House.gov, and which they say that any votes that are objected to and the Congress passes that objection, they're not counted toward the vote total for that individual.
That's right. That's official. That's the law. So it won't go to Hillary, but it'll go against Trump. So if he loses enough, she wins.
Yeah. So or theoretically, they could invalidate all the votes, in which case, what do we have to have another election? Who knows what it is?
Which is what the CIA is now calling for.
Yeah, openly on CNN, an ex-CIA agent openly calling for a new vote. So this is extremely dangerous situation because we've already, on Sunday, we had four U.S. senators come out. Two of them were Republicans, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, of course, are openly, they hate Trump. They can't stand Trump. And they're openly saying, hey, we've got to investigate this. We've got to get to the bottom of this right away. We've got 10 U.S. electors, members of the Electoral College, led by the daughter of Nancy Pelosi, that are calling on the U.S. intelligence community to brief electors about this Russian situation. So, you know, I think they want to use this to potentially steal the election from Trump. But even if we get through December 19th, the Electoral College, January 6th, the counting of the votes, even if we get through that, they could potentially take this to court. In fact, on the Huffington Post, they're already touting this court decision from 1995 in which one candidate won, but then there was massive fraud found, and then the election was given to the losing candidate, just handed over by the court. And that was for, you know, a congressional seat. But they're saying this could be used to actually hand the election over to Hillary through the courts. So there's several different avenues they could take with this, potentially impeaching, as you said, even after Trump is elected. But I think, you know, they're making this a big thing. They're calling it a national emergency because I think they want to use this to go after Trump, to deny him the presidency if they can.
Michael Schneider, here's my bottom line, and this is what I've decided to do with my audience and with my main focus. I'm going to really just publicly call for Trump to take the gloves off and to come out and excoriate these criminals. And then the minute he gets into office, the gloves have to come off, brass knuckles have to go on, and we have to go ahead and move forward with grand juries for what's in the WikiLeaks and all the crimes, and we have to start indicting these people. Because they're never going to stop. These are loose terrorists. These are globalists in the country, hell-bent on getting our guns, hell-bent on bankrupting us, hell-bent on ruining our healthcare system and their own documents, making us helpless, making us desperate, making us poor. That's in the WikiLeaks. And everybody from Gruber right through to Hillary, Obama, all of them, Obama ordering the borders wide open and then trying to keep it secret. That is sedition. That is true treason against this country. And I'm sorry, I'm not a vindictive person. They're never going to back off. They're never going to give up. They're talking about going into insurrection terror mode in major newspapers saying it's time to burn things down and blow things up. And the media just sits there and the Secret Service just sits there. We have to start removing this enemy force. I have met them. I know them. I've seen them. They say we are for global government. We are against the family. We are here. We will assimilate you. They are a cult. They're never backing down. And Trump has to run them over.
Yeah, Trump better be ready for the fight of his life, because just because he won the election, that's not the end of the war. That's the beginning of the war, because now the elite are in full-blown panic mode.
And total offense is the only way. That's what gets these rats running, not playing games with them like they're actually having a dialogue. There is no dialogue with these rats. They have a total criminal will to dominate and enslave everyone. They want no competition. They hate everyone. People must wrap their minds around the criminal energy of the globalist.
Yeah, and now the other angles they tried during the election didn't work, so now it's the new McCarthyism. Now it's, Russia. Everyone's a Russian agent. They're blaming
everything. Isn't it funny? It's the leftists that have hundreds of movies about, they were blacklisted and they couldn't do this and that. These were admitted communists that wanted to overthrow America and put conservatives in forced labor camps, and there was censorship in Hollywood, and I'm against it. But if you're a Russian, I'm against the censorship. You got to prove somebody's an agent. Arrest their ass. Don't do some half measure, but instead the very people that talk about blacklists all day are rubbing their hands together to shut us up.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. And people in Congress, Donald Trump, he's got some allies, but even members of his own party hate him. There's members of the Senate that hate him, members of the House that hate him. So if it actually came down to a vote on January 6th, if they blew this thing up and where they're saying, okay, we've got to object to the vote, would Donald Trump, would the Republican Party automatically support Donald Trump, or would there be enough votes joining with the Democrats in the Senate and the House to invalidate his electoral votes and block him from becoming president? I think this is a big thing. People need to start focusing on that. If we get through December 19th, Electoral College, which is an open question because they're being openly lobbied. I mean, the left, the radical left, they're going gangbusters. They want to do whatever they can. People like Michael Morse are correctly saying Donald Trump has not been elected yet, because the next president in the United States is actually not elected until December 19th.
Exactly. You stole my thunder. Michael Moore loves to look like he's smart. No, he's being given the inside intel. He said, watch, Trump's probably not going to get in. Something big's going to happen before the election. We're seeing it.
We are seeing it. And so, you know, people need to be aware of what's going on, because, you know, December 19th, January 6th, if we can get to January 20th and Trump is successfully inaugurated and Obama actually does hand over power to Donald Trump, maybe we can breathe a little bit easier, although they'll still come after Trump every way they can, every angle they can, looking to impeach him, looking to go after him however they can, because it's not just the Republicans versus the Democrats. It's the globalists. It's the establishment versus Trump.
Sure.
And his few allies in Congress. So he's going to be fighting an uphill battle every step of the way.
Well, look at this article from yesterday from Zero Hedge. Senate quietly passes the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act so the State Department and CIA can, quote, engage in propaganda and disinformation, and actually funds it against the American people, H.R. 5181, and the Republicans helped pass this. And then Trump is totally mute on it. I'm told he isn't even aware of this. He's busy making hundreds of calls a day to get jobs back. So while he's doing that, because he believes, hey, you're elected president, you're president, he still doesn't get how criminal they are.
Yeah, Alex, and the establishment, you know, they're trying to figure out what happened in this most recent election. And so, you know, of course, they want to deal with Trump, but they're also realizing that the alternative media is a major, major threat to them. They've totally woken up to this. And so this list, this organization, Proper Not, that the Washington Post came out and said, hey, look at all these sites that are Russian propaganda. Infowars.com was on the list, but so was two of my websites, the Economic Collapse blog and endoftheamericandream.com were two of the 200 or so.
And by the way, your articles are great because they might be 5 pages long. There might be 25 hyperlinks, mainly to video clips and mainstream news. That's why they hate you so much, is that they'll bury some really important thing in some innocuous article. You'll actually go link to it, kind of like The Guardian buried it, that this top ambassador was saying he met with the real leaker. It's U.S. intelligence. That was buried in an article that didn't even have that in the headline.
Yeah, and so they're calling me a Russian agent, which is absolutely insane. And I've written tons of articles about what a threat Russia is and articles against Russia. But they're calling me a Russian agent just because I was pro-Trump, just because I was attacking Hillary Clinton during the campaign, trying to get Trump elected. And so they're coming after people like me, people like you, Alex, all the alternative media, and they've got to shut us down. So they're calling us Russian agents. They're calling us fake news. They've taken the gloves off. They're coming after us.
They are the clear and present danger. And here's what viewers have to understand. Clearly, they're moving to shut down free speech. They're moving to try to unseat Trump. And notice, they knew there was total fervor. America was awake a month ago when Trump had just won. Then they began the drumbeat of recounts. Then they began the drumbeat of the electors. Because that's falling apart now. It's the number one story. He's a Russian operative. We're all Russian operatives. Doesn't matter if all that's already been discredited and retracted. They're back with it again. A secret report. Nobody can see. Congressional hearings. On and on and on to, again, destabilize the country further. And they're doing it during Christmas when they know you're busy buying presents and working extra hours, getting ready for the holiday and, you know, buying a ham or a turkey or visiting grandma at the nursing home or trying to go deer hunting with your son. They know you're trying to have a life. You worked real hard all year. You want a week or so off, and they're not going to let you have that. They're going to tell you you're not Americana. You didn't vote to change things. You can't have an American dream. You can't make America great again. The communist Chinese said, ha, 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 you'll never be as great as you were officially in their People's Daily 2 weeks ago. And you can't have Trump. He's not an American New Yorker success story. He's a Russian. I mean, just think about how insane this is. Then meanwhile, communist China was given our deep water ports, the Panama Canal, almost all the rare earth minerals, almost all our jobs, and has screw job taxes 15% lower than ours. And all we're saying is we're going to equalize that, and already all the money's flooding in. And that's their problem, Michael Schneider. I'm going to talk about that with you. The good side of the balance. The bad side is they're crazy. They're going for broke. They're not going to stop even if they lose here. They're going to try to kill him. Now, again, there's angels in this world, too, not just demons. So I think we're still winning. But the battle is hot. It's real. It's more important than ever. They're doing this because they think people have gone back to sleep. It's why they played possum for a couple weeks. But I told people, my gut told me that it's a miracle if he gets in. OK, I'm telling you, it's a miracle if he gets in. It's a total emergency. But the good news is. The good news is irrevocable damage to the globalists. People are awake. Exciting things are happening. And he's already brought back so many jobs and already spending's up for Christmas. Restaurants that were empty or almost full now are full. The Trump effect is happening. We got about a minute to break, but your view on that?
Yeah, a new survey just came out that showed that optimism about the U.S. economy is the highest that has been since 2008 when Obama was first elected.
$1 trillion has been out of the stock market in 30 days.
Yeah, the stock market is setting a new high after record high day after day. The U.S. dollar has surged to levels that we haven't seen in many, many years. So, and we're seeing jobs come back. We're seeing optimism. You know, whether before the election, it was 16% of Republicans were optimistic about the future of the economy. Now it's 74%. So just in 30 days, we've seen a tremendous shift in terms of how Americans are viewing.
And that's why the globalists are panicking, folks. Mexico and Nigeria and places could be incredibly beautiful, wonderful, rich places. Their elites made decisions, this is on record, to keep people poor. It's a management system. The globalists want that here. We're trying to break their will. They're trying to break ours. So we've got to re-intensify our efforts. You've seen that we can win. Now we got to go to the next level. But you got to ask God for guidance. Stay with us.
Fires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You've got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I intellectually analyze things very calmly, very coldly. Friends, family, neighbors have always noticed that. They say, once you get on air, you have so much energy, you start hyperventilating, you get upset. Because after I've already done the analysis, then I'm up here just as a primitive instinct, and I start getting animated to try to get the tribe motivated. And it's not a manipulation. I feel like I'm dying up here sometimes. I'm so angry at myself that I can't find the words to describe how serious this is. Now, Trump is delivering big time on his policies. He's got Congress introducing bills for nationwide concealed carry, where if you get it in one state, it's nationwide. They also want bills. He's pushing legislatures to just have open carry. He's bringing jobs back. He's doing so many big things. He's battling globalism. He's exposing one-sided trade deals. He's exposing monopolies like the one Bezos has with Amazon. But he's appointing some big establishment insiders, some outsiders, but also kind of outliers in the establishment like Rex Tillerson. So we're going to discuss this some with David Knight here a little bit in the next hour. Wayne Madsen joins us. But here's the key at what I'm really getting at, and of course, riding shotguns also Michael Snyder. You can see the elite hate Trump. This is real. They're damaging themselves irrevocably with the stuff they're pulling, and they're openly pushing for him to be killed in hundreds of newspapers and magazines. I mean, it's you see it every day. It's every major publication has writers saying it's time to kill Trump or I want to kill Trump, and they're not getting in trouble. Movie stars, directors, foreign leaders are saying kill Trump. He's not the nominee now. He's the president-elect. And I know people that have known Trump for 40 years. They say, no, he's an anti-New World Order guy. He was just waiting, you know, biding his time. Knight did his research, found where he fought NAFTA and GATT and globalism and TPP and, you know, did that. So it's a mixed bag. And if Trump's anything, he's pig-headed. He's his own man. These guys don't like him because he wants to actually run stuff, not them. Let's just hope he really gets enough influence from us to get us on the right track, which is prosperity. Number one, that defeats globalism. They want us to be austere to control us. But I want to get our guest take on that. He's only with us till the end of the hour, and then we'll continue with David in this hour, but also to the next hour. But David's over there after a week-long, well-deserved vacation, chomping in the bit. I saw him going wild on Twitter the last 7 days. So before we go any further, I just want to remind people as well, we can't do this without you. And if I develop a product with top scientists and researchers, it's the best out there. Our DNA force, we have a limited supply left, is 25% off. We're extending that until it's sold out. That is the best. BioPQQ, CoQ10, it's got a bunch of other ingredients, mix out there. And leading competitors are on average $300. Ours is $102 discounted because just the BioPQQ costs $40 to $50 depending on which batch we do. Just the one ingredient costs that much per bottle. So at $102, at $140, it's a good deal. At $102, it's an amazing deal. That's why people that are into BioPQQ and stuff are buying so much of it, and third-party sites love it. Supermel Vitality is discounted massively. We have free shipping only this week. If you order by Friday, you're guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States. And your purchase funds are operation. So give the gift of life, a bottle of DNA Force, known to regrow nerves. Growth factor. I mean, go read the studies. This is amazing. This is a drug in Europe. A bunch of the stuff in it is drugs in Europe. They're trying to restrict this here, by the way, so who knows how long we'll have it. Living Defense, 30% off. That's the cleanse of parasites. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 50% off. And remember, there's free shipping on this. We're making like $4 on that colloidal silver, okay? It's the highest quality. Bio True Selenium, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. And a bunch of other items. The lowest discount is 25% off. The highest is 50 with free shipping. Sign up for auto ship on things that are reusable or perishable, like coffee or Rainforest or X2, and get 10% off additionally. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or our Knockout Sleep Formula, it's all available at InfoWarsLive.com. InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the umbrella site. We have the best thermal tents, the best thermal camp supplies that are the very highest quality brand names at the lowest price you're going to find. Now, that may change in a week because prices are always going up and down, but right now we have the lowest price on the web. We partnered with these Made in America Patriot folks. It's simply amazing. Take advantage of that. No reviews yet because it just went up on Friday. InfoWarsStore.com. And support the other work of other folks like Michael Schneider at the Economic Collapse blog. Click on his sponsors. Support him. Yeah. Thousands of sites have been listed in one group, hundreds in the Washington Post group, and the Washington Post admitted, we don't know where we got this list later. Yeah, CIA. The same folks calling for us to be censored. What is the CIA doing saying, deal with fake news, give us money, Congress, to shut it down, to engage their enemy, the American people? We've reached such an epic moment. But I'm here to tell you, I'm going to cut a video today where I just summon all my energy, and I'm going to reach out to Donald Trump, the best way is publicly, and say, you must take the gloves off. Just like after you lost the first debate, you must get aggressive. You must take it to her. You got to take it to them now because they're trying to bring you down. They're trying to bring us down. They're trying to overthrow this election. And we're all on the defensive, acting like they have a right to do something like this. They had a recount. It blew up in their face. Now they're getting electors to say, we're not going to honor the vote. This is just like in the nomination process. They're the ones that have the explaining to do. They're the ones that are working for foreign banks and foreign countries. I want Soros investigated, not the American people claiming I'm a... They say Tucker Carlson's a Russian agent. Michael Schneider at economicclassblog.com. What, did you see that clip last Thursday where they had a Democratic congressman on to openly say to his face, you're a Russian agent?
I did see that clip, Alex, and like I said, it's the new McCarthyism. They're pointing at anyone. They're even pointing at you. They're pointing at me saying, we're all Russian agents. We're all fake news. We've all got to be shut down because they've determined that we're a major threat to them. And now, and Donald Trump, you know, even if he is able to successfully become president, people need to realize his enemies are not just the Democrats, but there are many among the Republicans in the Senate and in the House of Representatives that will gladly stab a knife in his back.
Yeah, they just passed a bill to go after Breitbart and InfoWars and your site and everybody else's and Daily Caller. They just signed the bill to come after us. Yes, the Republicans passed this.
Yeah, absolutely, because the Republicans, you know, at this point, if the establishment could, they would like anybody to get in rather than Trump. It's not just about Hillary Clinton. If they could have a Republican replace Trump and get into the White House, they would. In fact, there is a plot among the electors. There's a move to try to agree on a compromise candidate, a compromise Republican candidate that they would throw votes that are supposed to go to Trump, supposed to go to Clinton.
That's right. The word is Paul Ryan.
Yeah, potentially Paul Ryan. They were talking about John Kasich, but John Kasich said, I don't want your votes. And I have a feeling they could potentially even settle on a Republican woman. We'll see what it is. But there's this plot. If they can get at least 37 votes that are supposed to go to Trump to go to someone else, well, then it gets thrown into the House of Representatives.
I've got to give it to them. I've got to give it to them. And nobody's analysis is more on spot, but also not just on target, but so wide-ranging. This guy is always up to the minute. You know, Schneider, we ought to talk about having you do a daily hour show. I'm thinking about Knight doing a daily show, other people, but I got to get more crew to do that first. That's why it's important people support InfoWars, because you are just such a brain. Stay there and ride shotgun with us. David Knight, I know you've been chomping in the bit on vacation for a week with your lovely wife. So you certainly deserved it. But before we get into the problems with Trump, I was just saying to you while he was talking, we're fighting for our lives as a republic. Again, I cannot come up with words to describe the incredible intrigue, whether you're for Trump or against Trump or whatever, that this country and world is now in. I mean, they just had Brexit, and they said, we don't care what your vote is. We're staying, and by the way, we're creating an EU army if you try to leave. This is so authoritarian. And then meanwhile, liberals run around and bitch at every conservative all day long that we somehow had a blacklist before I was born that persecuted some communist writers. Now they're openly saying, shut us all down, with big fat smiles on their faces.
Yeah, actually, Alex, you know, when we look at this, and it's not being critical of Trump, and I want to talk about some of the good stuff that I saw, because I was on vacation. I didn't really respond to some of the good things that Donald Trump said, but, you know, he had great picks for Department of Energy, for EPA, for Interior. Yeah, and for EPA, he's got the guy who brags about the fact that he's a lead attorney in resisting overreaching EPA regulations.
He's also against Gen 21.
Yeah, and when you look at
basically, it's like Alex Jones or David Knight.
When you look at the Interior Department, and of course, that's where the Bureau of Land Management, these people who have been shutting down, all these people who have been miners and loggers and ranchers and have had property rights removed from them that are just as real as the property rights to the land that your house sits upon, and people can have multiple levels of property rights on public land. That doesn't mean that they're claiming ownership of it, but they do have, as property rights, say, mining rights or logging rights or water rights or whatever. And these can all be happen at the same piece of land. But to see somebody for Interior Department that Alex, her family came over as part of the Oregon Trail thing, they're pioneers, and then her family created a local stand there selling resources there in the Pacific Northwest. She worked on a small family business.
Sure, Trump putting somebody in that understands people on the land is a positive, reversing the 30-year program to run people off public land.
When we look at that, those are great. We look at their background, we say, that's a great deal. Now, when he puts up somebody like Rex Tillerson, I looked at it, and I thought the optics were very bad. I thought some of the things that in his past were very suspicious. And it's not to criticize Trump, because remember what the Bible says, you know, the wounds of a friend are faithful, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, okay? So he's got all these people in Washington that are coming to him, the Washington establishment, and they're saying, oh, you know, to get this person, get that person. If he doesn't hear from the voters who agree with his agenda, who support him, these people, I've seen it happen with Reagan. I've seen it happen with Steve Jobs.
But isn't Rex Tillerson better than Mitt Romney?
I don't know. I don't know, because I've seen him say things about carbon taxes.
Well, let me explain, and he made the point earlier. Tillerson was the main funder exposing it was a fraud. All the other oil companies were pushing it. They tried to remove him in 2006 as the chairmanship. He took ExxonMobil, which really is Standard Oil, away from the Rockefellers. And then he just kind of, he was playing politics, but he just did lip service. While I know behind the scenes they were exposing it. And so I guarantee you, with Trump, he said, no, I'm against all this. Now, if he gets in and goes for all that, I'm going to get mighty angry. But I get your point.
Well, you know, when he went before the Council on Foreign Relations, when he testified before Congress, he was saying things like mocking the idea that we would have energy independence in the United States. That's a core thing for Donald Trump, is to have energy independence. He also said he thought a carbon tax is a way we would influence consumer decisions.
No, I totally agree that accountable. That since 2007, he made a deal. They still tried to remove him. He beat them. Mm-hmm. But he did join them at that point. So I think this has to be told.
Well, the other thing, too, is, and we understand that all this stuff about Russia is phony, but if you get somebody announcing that he's going to go with somebody, this has given them ammunition to beat him about
it. Guys, Google Rex Tillerson, Vladimir Putin, and it was him there in 2012, 2013.
And you've got Marco Rubio now saying, well, I'm not going to vote to confirm him. All it takes is Marco Rubio and McCain, who is already saying, oh, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. And, of course, Lindsey Graham, if just those three were to defect, that would hand Trump a
defeat. No, but I mean, Tillerson drills all over Europe, all over Africa, all over Latin America, all over everywhere. I mean, again, are we not supposed to deal with Russia? He's bad because he tried to get Exxon into areas other people couldn't get into to drill? I mean, it's free market.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I mean, listen, let's say if I went to Russia sightseeing, or let's say I went to Russia in 5 years to do some organic food deal, because they say that's going to be their big business. If I went there to, say, sign a contract to buy, say, organic blueberries or something, would I be a Russian agent if I did business with Russians?
No, I'm just saying that if you've got somebody who has...
I mean, I buy a lot of crap from China. I buy nothing from Russia. I mean, our listeners, we go, here's a radio made in China that costs $20, or the same radio made in America that costs $80. They choose to buy the one made in China. We sell some stuff made in China. We try not to, but because I'm buying shortwave radios from China, does that mean I'm a Chinese agent? No, I can't stand them.
No, but if you've got somebody who has advocated for carbon taxes as a way to keep nations accountable, the question is accountable to who?
No, I hear you, but I really want, and you can get more of this the next hour with Wayne Madsen, but I want to get into the big front and center here. What do you make of them trying to overthrow the election? I warned Trump, I warned other people, let's just say high up, I warned everybody.
Well, Alex, this is in the mix a year ago when Drudge came here. He knew that they were going to move against alternative, if you want to call it alternative, whatever, the true media.
Oh, yeah, Hillary said 6 months ago we're going to take out the alternative media once I get in.
That's right. And she was already calling you out by name. I don't think this is something that originated because Donald Trump won the election. I think they have to now pull Trump in and make him the brunt of this before they can move to us. But I think this has been their plan.
Sure,
all
I agree. Well,
why isn't
course.
Anybody talking about Hillary's leak of intelligence to the Russians? Why isn't anybody talking about how she corrupted the Democrat elections that we now see as being exposed by these leaks?
I agree. So let me ask you that question and then back to Michael Snyder. How do we get on? Let's go to Snyder. How do we get on the offense? I mean, she's the one in the emails hacking the election, stealing things, manipulating. Trump got a bunch of new votes and recounts. He needs to get aggressive and say what David Knight was just saying. He needs to. I know he's trying to look magnanimous and presidential. Hey, they're not acting like that. They're a pack of rats at the gates. And look, I'm not an authoritarian. These are anti-American foreign globalists. I'm sick of the espionage. I mean, Putin, I'm not singing his praises, but he kicked out thousands of NGOs funded by Soros and the State Department trying to overthrow the Russian government. These foreign groups have no right to be here doing this, and now they're claiming we're foreign assets when they're the foreign assets. What do we do, Snyder?
Yeah, well, first of all, people need to wake up. People have relaxed since Donald Trump was elected. They think, oh, we won the war. We can relax. We don't need to prepare anymore. We don't have to be involved in the information war. Things are going to be great now that Trump is in.
Exactly.
We need to realize this is all-out war.
And by the way, I'm not up here ringing the alarm bell because, oh, my gosh, we had 85 million viewers the week of the election, and now it's only 40 million. I could care less. I want to go on vacation. I had a vacation set you know, to do a bunch of rock climbing and mountaineering in early January. I'm looking at canceling it. In fact, I just told them I canceled it. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of having to fight like this. But I'm telling you, we're in a maximum emergency. It's worse than it was 5 weeks ago. Sorry, Snyder, go ahead.
Yeah, this has been the single most galvanizing moment for the establishment, for the New World Order that we've seen in generations. So they're in full-blown panic mode. They're declared all-out war, and they've got basically a scorched-earth policy at this point. David Knight was exactly correct. They're going to start with Donald Trump, scorched earth, try to destroy him. Then they're coming for us because they think we put him in. And so they're going to come after us with scorched-earth policy to destroy us.
I want to get David's take on it. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Trump's gone sideways in a few areas. He's delivering them in policy and rhetoric. We'll see what happens. All I'm saying is, yeah, we'll spend 5% of our time, 10%, trying to keep his feet to the fire and watching. But we're all under attack now. All I'm saying is all hands on deck. We've got to get him in office. Then we can deal with Trump.
Yeah, if we go back to sleep now, if we rest on our laurels and say, okay, Trump got elected. He knows what he's doing. Let's just let him handle all this stuff. No, the people who elected him have to get involved. I think that's part of the genius. I've never seen this before, of Donald Trump going around doing victory tours. He needs to keep the public engaged. Ronald Reagan always said he was going to go over the heads of the Congress and the heads of Washington and go directly to the people. Donald Trump is the one who's really done that.
That's right.
He got elected, and he's going to have to do that in order to get this finished and to govern. He's going to have to go over the heads of the elite.
And folks, let's face it. It's not bragging. InfoWars is the spearhead. Yeah. I mean, we're not just the tip. We're the spearhead. With all the great guests and this whole family here, we're just a big focal point, a laser beam. We all have to now re-energize and remember that feeling of victory, how good it is, but we've got to continue on. It's the animating contest of liberty. I can just feel it flowing through me. We'll be back with Michael Snyder for two more segments. Then David Knight's going to ride shotgun with me some more with Wayne Madsen with Big Breaking News.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design. Distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must have for the ladies. Available now only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation. conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Way solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Way set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I can tell you, looking at the CIA out officially demonizing without showing the proof Trump of being influenced by Russians, that green lights them under COG to create a hit team to take him out. And I'm going to tell you right now, with all the newspapers calling for his death and the Secret Service not allowed to do anything, you better believe, of course, they're looking at killing him. They kill foreign leaders all the time. I came, I saw, he died. So I want to briefly talk about that with both of you and then come into the next segment. And I want to talk more about solutions, too. But the answer is communicating directly with Trump via the media and privately as well, and just saying they're coming after you. My gut's never wrong. And they're never going to make deals. They're never going to back off. They want this country under their control. Please don't forget, listeners, we're trying to expand this operation, hire more reporters, and get more crew. I don't want to do that. It's my job. I have to do it because it's my duty. I work 7 days a week now, and I love it. I cannot stop thinking about work because it's the fight of our lives. It's history. All the products at InfoWarsStore.com, thousands of them, are right now free shipping. And as much as 50% off on things like colloidal silver that is so important to stock up on, living defense and more. TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com, Michael Schneider, David Knight, riding shotgun with us into the next hour. Michael, thanks for letting us jump in and co-host with us. Other issues you want to address, other points? I mean, you obviously agree Trump's got to get on the offense. What else does he do?
Well, if I was in Donald Trump's position, I'll tell you exactly what I would do if I was Donald Trump. I would not appear in public until at least January 20th, Inauguration Day, because as you said, you know, him and potentially his family are potentially in danger physically. Now, the New World Order would prefer to do this politically or legally if they can block him from becoming president. But as I've always said, they'll move heaven and earth to try to prevent him from becoming president. Once he becomes president, of course, they'll try to do whatever they can to remove him. So Donald Trump needs to realize that he is in danger. This is a critical moment in American history, and the hopes and dreams of so many are centered on him, because it's not just the White House. As David Knight brought up earlier, you know, you've got the EPA, you've got the BATF, you've got all these agencies, and the New World Order advances their agenda.
And globalism is in trouble. Look at the Italians last week voting to stop EU expansion. Beautiful things are happening. And what did the media say? They're Russian agents. Did you see the news where they're now, Merkel says Russians are why she's losing?
Oh, yeah. Everything is Russia's fault all of a sudden. But really, it's the New World Order that's freaking out because Donald Trump, unlike other Republican presidents who come in and the game continues and the same people stay running the agencies and advancing the agenda.
No, he's putting new people in.
Yeah, he's going to clean house in all these agencies, but those are the instruments that they use to impose their agenda on all of us. Because people need to realize it's government agencies that are extremely powerful.
Sure, let me bring up one more point, and it goes to your expertise, economiccollapseblog.com. I want to ask David this when we come back. Obviously, Trump wants lower interest rates. I always said raise them moderately because I've talked to a lot of different economists. You want to be in between. But clearly, damn do we do, damn do we don't with QE Unlimited. They're talking about big rate increases now. Admittedly, to stall him and make it look like it's his fault. Do you think that'll work, or what do you think is happening there?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Federal Reserve is already saying, well, we've got to raise interest rates in December. We have no choice. While they've had it on hold all this time because they want to help Hillary get in, so they didn't raise interest rates throughout the entire year. Now they said, we have to raise rates.
You never raise them in December. They always do it in January or February. That's unprecedented, right, David?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what they want to do. They want to slow down the economy just as they wanted to pump it up for Obama and Hillary, as you all know. And people said that from the very beginning about the
Federal Reserve. Knows that. He's battling to get us jobs.
Yeah. It's a political organization. And they feather their own nest, and then they reward their friends and punish their enemies by manipulating the economy. That's why it's bad, and it's exactly what they're going to do. Yeah.
This morning, one of my crew members, Pat Riley, was watching Vice News on HBO. It was last night. I told him about this morning. His wife, and it was like a new Obama interview where he's talking about us. And he says, yeah, people really just stopped trusting mainstream altogether, so they went to anything that wasn't us. And I'm like, oh, so he didn't call us fake news. It was in a discussion of fake news. He was actually honest and meant, no, we just don't trust you. We don't like you. Folks, spread the word about InfoWars. They hate us. You're having a big effect. I love you. I appreciate you. InfoWars.com. We're not fighting to lose this, folks. We're fighting to win, and we can do it. Join or die.